This video has been brought to you by Muslim Hands, an international aid organization specializing in building schools and helping nearly 15,000 needy children worldwide. Please visit them at muslimhands.org.
If you're looking all confused, ask Baba Ali. And you don't know what to do, ask Baba Ali. If you want advice from a friendly, funny guy, ask Baba Ali.
Email comes from Muslima, Tampa, Florida. Assalamu alaikum, there's this guy who wants to marry my cousin, but our parents are saying no because they say he is of lower class.
You are low class.
You see, I don't know if you're from the Middle East, but the people of my country take this matter very seriously.
This is very serious, brother.
If my uncle allows his daughter to marry him, then his family would spit on him. What?
How dare you marry our daughter? Welcome to the family, by the way.
You'd be considered a disgrace.
You have brought shame to us.
It's all about reputation.
What will the people say?
This kid is a very respectful Muslim. He knows where he stands in life and is willing to do anything for her. Please help. Any advice, Ali? I'll try. Unfortunately, we have Muslims who pick and choose the parts of Islam that they want to practice.
Brother, there is no nationalism in Islam.
Wow, does that mean I can marry your daughter?
Never! You are from the dark side.
But you just said we're all equal.
I am not racist. Unless you want to marry my daughter, and then I am racist.
For all the non-Muslims who watch my show, this sounds a little confusing, but don't worry, it'll make sense in a little bit. You see, before Islam, people used to be bonded by their tribes and countries. There was this whole class system that would categorize you. Then Islam came to free us from this ignorant way of thinking. From Surah 49, Ayah 13, O mankind, we have created you from a male and female and made you into nations and tribes that you may know one another. Unfortunately, many Muslims choose their culture over their religion. Thus, you see people who appear to be practicing Muslims doing things that have nothing to do with Islam. And this is what makes them backwards. And one of the reasons that Muslims are in the condition that they are in today. For all those who follow these ignorant rituals, here's a reminder, just in case you forgot. What stops Shaitan from following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and prostrating to Adam? His arrogance. He believed he was better than Adam just because of what he was made from. So ask yourself this question. How much different are your actions versus those of Shaitan? Islam teaches us that even a person with the Adam's weight of arrogance won't enter paradise. You see, to me it's so funny how people take so much pride in this kind of stuff. I mean, really, what did you do to be so proud of?
I was born in this country.
Wow, and you think you deserve credit for that?
And I was born into this family.
Bravo, and you must have worked really hard for that too.
Well, not really, it just happened.
The fact is, you didn't have a choice of your country, or your family, or even the color of your skin. So it would be really foolish to have pride in such things that you had no choice of. It not only makes you arrogant, but it makes you ignorant as well. Now, if your son or daughter finds a potential spouse for marriage, are you really going to judge them for something that they had no choice over? Or would you rather judge them on their values and the ideas that they carry? Because those kind of things are going to make an impact on what kind of husband or wife they're going to be. And that's going to include how they're going to treat their children, which is your grandchildren, as well. So let's be real here. Many parents won't even give the person a chance. They won't even meet them. Why?
Because what will the people say?
Ask yourself, are you here to please the people or are you here to please your creator? So what do you care about more, the happiness of the people or the happiness of your kids? You'll say, of course I care about my kids more, but your actions speak louder than your words. Muslima, I wish I had an easy answer for you, but I don't. You see, racism is a disease and the antidote for mankind is Islam. Because Islam teaches us that an Arab is no better than a non-Arab and a non-Arab is no better than an Arab. Only those who are pious are better. And only our Creator knows who are truly pious, because only He knows what's inside of our hearts. You see, those who practice Islam correctly, who follow the text, they cannot be racist. But those who decide to pick and choose what parts of Islam they want to follow, they can be racist. And may Allah protect us from being one of them. You see, Muslima, if I was this guy and I want to marry your cousin, I would at least try to approach the father, as awkward as that would be. I would at least try to meet him in person with the hopes that his opinion would change. And if he still rejects me, I'll offer him one film's DVD for $19. Not one DVD, but two DVDs. Count, one, two, 21 videos, 1 hour extra footage, not on YouTube. Guess what? You may reject me. You go home one day. I go home one day. You're like, what happened to that guy? I don't know, but we still got his DVD for $19. Fantastic. Pop it in. He's such a funny guy. I should have married him. Too late. late. But I still got ZBD. They're not too late for that. You buy it right now. Umofilms.com. Go to the store. Or you can say, I'll marry you, and you get a DVD for free! No, but seriously, some things are out of our hands. All you can do is try and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he opens his heart. Another option might be to send a link to this video with the hope that he hears it from a stranger and something clicks, and instead of just hearing you, he actually listens to you. But nothing's guaranteed. Hey uncle, did you see the video I sent you?
Yes.
Did you like it?
I don't know.
Well, would you at least meet the guy now?
Maybe.
This is Ali, and that's my advice.
If you want advice from a friendly, funny guy, ask Baba Ali.